I'm Adam Lane Berquist, and this is an American Southern Dialect, Tennessee edition. Among American Southern dialects, Tennessee is a pretty classic example of the heavily rhotic country boy sound that characterizes the Appalachian dialects in general. As a state, Tennessee is surrounded by Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, so it's right in the middle of the heart of the American South. And also with the country music capital of the world in Nashville, we are quite familiar with Tennessee dialects in the media. Some vocal qualities to listen for. Southerners are known to be slow and confident in their style of speech. The jaw is very relaxed, but not lazy like a slack-jawed yokel caricature. More of a heavy, strong jaw. The lips are not too active. They tend to be separate when they are relaxed. And the tongue might be a little more muscular and more active to make up for those less active lips when it comes to enunciation. In the Tennessee dialect, as in many American Southern dialects, the vowels tend to be longer and somewhat monophthongized in words like oil, which sound like oil, and price, which sound like price. The home base for this accent is, like many American accents, the neutral schwa. This neutral schwa is that mid-mouth sound that you might make when you're trying to think of what to say. That's kind of that middle-of-the-mouth, unarticulated sound that everyone does in their own particular way in their own dialect. But in this one, it requires almost no muscular contraction at all. So that's why it feels kind of like a lazy sound. But this is the home base sound, and a lot of vowels tend toward that area. Practice finding the neutral schwa. Try relaxing your face and mouth, and then releasing a gentle sigh of relief. That sound in huh should be resonating right around the middle of the mouth, but it'll appear in words like the, or enough, or about. These all have that same schwa sound, and it is the home base for a lot of American vowels. So if you can establish that as a mid-space in your mouth, you'll go a long way toward achieving a believable American Southern, and particularly a Tennessee accent. Another common marker of a Tennessee dialect is the rhoticity. Tennessee is in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains, which is home to a particularly hard R sound, typical of many American Southern accents. This molar R is made by drawing the tongue toward the back of the mouth, like a pirate R, but without the sneer in the lips. You'll hear it in words like country, or north, America. Another thing to listen for in this dialect are the reduced diphthongs. Reducing diphthongs to monophthongs or separating vowel sounds into separate syllables is fairly common. It also allows vowel sounds to lengthen. Listen for it in words like spoiled, which is pronounced spoiled. Nice becomes nice. South becomes south. And interestingly, theater, the diphthong in theater, becomes two separate vowel sounds, theater. Stressed vowels. When you're trying to make a point about something, it's more common to slow down and sit on the vowel sounds rather than articulating the consonants more clearly or changing your pitch. Listen for it in the middle of words like possum or brother. I'll try a sentence where you can listen for the vowels carrying the meaning. I called the dog to go hunting tonight. Instead of, I called the dog to go hunting tonight, I called the dog to go hunting tonight. You'll notice that the vowels are in fact carrying most of the meaning. And now you're ready to move on to the American Southern practice sheet, which has a list of words and their sound changes with practice sentences. That'll be in track 2.